Novelist Arthur Less is about to turn 50. He's stuck on his latest book, and he's just received an invite to his ex-boyfriend's wedding. It seems like a good time to get away. So Less comes up with a plan. He'll say yes to every strange literary invitation he's received, setting him up for a bizarre trip around the world and maybe a bit of self-discovery on the way. Less is the Pulitzer Prize-winning book by the American novelist Andrew Sean Greer. Andrew, welcome to The Hub.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Andrew, I'm actually a bit nervous about this interview because very early on in your book, Arthur Less is preparing to interview an author and you write, "What does one ever ask an author except how?" And the answer, as Less well knows, is obvious. Beats me. So now I'm really worried. Should we just abandon ship already?
No, we'll just draw it out in various other ways.
Sounds like a plan.
See if you can get it out of me. Yeah,
all right. Challenge accepted. I mean, that is a really funny observation. And this book is funny and joyful, which was so refreshing. Was this a determined choice when writing this book to be joyful?
It was and it wasn't. I will say that I had a student who was he would always fight with me in class. I loved it. And then we would go down and have beers afterwards and fight some more about ideas about writing. Kyle Miner's his name. And he told me that you cannot write a good book about joy because it can't go anywhere. And I said, there's no rule like that. I'm sure you could do it. So I always had it in my mind. And when I sat down to write this book, I was like, I wanted to have a book like that on my shelf. And I thought, I'm going to have to try to write one.
The challenge is that there aren't really stakes for the protagonist if everything's going okay.
Right. Where could it possibly go? They couldn't be happy throughout the whole thing. So I decided I had to. That's when I decided it could only work as a comedy. You would have to remove everything from him in order to try to give it back or have him somehow be joyful even without the props of his life.
Is joy trendy in literature?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. But I feel like someone else asked me that question, and I wonder what it could be. It's because it's such a crappy world right now that I don't think any of us really want to turn to something that seems to be saccharine and lying to us about how the world is. But it would be nice to one that gave us to find something that gave us a bit of hope.
Now, this book, I believe, actually did start its life as a more serious literary novel. Is that correct?
Yes. It started as one of, like my other books, a wistful, poignant book, and it was about a man turning 50 in San Francisco, sort of walking around town. And boy, it was boring me to death to write it. I think I worked on it for about a year before I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't feel sorry for him. That was the problem. And I just, one day I was swimming in the San Francisco Bay and I realized that if I made fun of him, then I could actually maybe get closer to the emotional heart of the story than I could if I was taking him seriously.
This is The Hub on Books, where you're meeting the very funny Andrew Sean Greer, who won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction for his novel Less, which did end up being a very funny book. Maybe you can introduce us to Arthur. Who is Arthur Less?
Well, he is, in his mind at least, a failed novelist. Mid-list is what they call it in publishing, which means you don't sell anything, but they still publish, they still print your books. And also failed in life. He's about to turn 50. He's single. He left a long-term relationship years ago, and then he's been having sort of something on the side that doesn't mean very much, and he's sort of falling through midlife.
Is he you?
Well, I don't know why you would say that.
I'm not calling you a failed novelist, but, you know, I mean, is there parts of Arthur Less in you?
Oh, absolutely. I would sit every day as I was writing it, and I would think, what is the most humiliating thing that has ever happened to me, and how can I make it funny and give it to Arthur? So he has a lot of my qualities, but they're all in the wrong order, and he has my best and worst qualities, but he doesn't have the middle stuff that I am most of the time. So I don't think of him as me because he seems a little sometimes hysterical.
Can you give me an example? Can you share something really humiliating that happened to you that has found its way into this book in some way?
Oh, I mean, I do have to say, like, I feel like it it ruins it a little bit if you know it's real. But the one that comes to mind the most is something I added actually at the very end, in my last pass through the book, which is that he talks about going to his high school reunion and that there is an e they have set up a special event for everyone to go to called An Evening with Arthur Less, which is going they've asked him to read from his work. And that did in fact happen to me at my high school reunion.
Yes.
And the same number of people came to both events.
Which was?
Zero.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, just imagine standing there in my high school library, all prepared, dressed up, and but what I didn't what actually happened at my high school reunion was that it turned out this was an event they had set up for all the geeks who were coming. The cool people all had a party they were all going to that we weren't invited to. And of course, the geeks don't go to the high school reunion, so no one came. It was like a sort of like a trick event. It's even worse.
Well, thank you so
Just
much.
awful.
Thank you for sharing that. It's very brave of you. Now, Arthur Less, he's nearly 50. He still lacks confidence in himself, maybe because no one turned up to an evening with Arthur Less. But what is it about him? Why does he not still believe in himself at 49?
I think he hasn't had the practical evidence that, at least in the United States, you look for, which is money, or I think in the arts you're looking for, I guess, a prize, I have to say, as a symbol of success, or some status of some kind. He doesn't have any of those things, and so I think. To him at middle age, there's no evidence of having been a successful adult. And then I think also he's not a successful like adult walking down the street. He's going to trip over things, you know, and walk down the wrong subway. I mean, he just seems to be like absurdly going through the day in a way that we find funny looking at him, but I think he probably finds painful.
He's totally lovable while he's doing it, but you can understand that. I think the other thing that struck me was his long-term relationship he had with an older man. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. So he, in his early 20s, was living with this genius, and I'm sure that had an effect on Arthur's self-esteem.
Right, because he'd lived with genius, and there's a whole part that talks about what it's like to be with a genius and how you try to inspire them and try to stay out of their way and try to feed them something and try to leave the door locked. And of course, he can't think of himself as ever being at that level. So he's just this other kind of writer, which is the 99% of writers who aren't the geniuses who just get up and try to make something every day. And we never get to hear, see any of his writings, so we don't actually know if he's any good. I think he's probably pretty good.
And he also doesn't like to be called a gay writer. He gets pretty shocked by that title.
Well, he asks, how did they know I was gay? He says, wearing a kimono, standing on his porch. Yeah.
Is that a title that you like, Andrew?
I mean, I think that's a question people have asked me for years and years, and I always think that's the question for librarians about how they're gonna categorize books. But I don't think writers think of ourselves that way at all. I mean, that's not something you worry about when you're writing the book. You're writing worried about the words in front of you and where the characters are going.
Yeah, but I know that when Arthur Less is talking to some of his friends, you know, who are also gay novelists, they're saying you're a bad gay because, you know, you don't treat your characters the way that a character needs to be treated in a novel.
I think that's me in my head talking to myself. That character does. No one has ever said that to me, but some awful person in my head has probably said that to me. Of that, I think a lot of us, especially these days, feel like we have some sort of duty as artists to take a political stand or at least to represent in a way that reflects our beliefs. But you don't want to write propaganda, so you have to do something. Sort of magic in your head to make sure it's coming out the way you hope it is. That's hard to control that.
You write Arthur Less is the first homosexual to ever grow old. And you say that because apart from his former partner, he's never seen a gay man age past 50 because that generation were dying from AIDS. How does he grapple with this identity as an aging gay man?
Well, as you said, he doesn't have role models exactly. And it's been funny in reading. I wrote that, me sitting in my room alone. But I run into men who come up to me and they say they know what I mean, because, you know, are you supposed to just, well, I mean, the easy thing is you just trudge ahead and don't worry about it. That's what my husband would say. The rest of us who think about these things think like, well, am I supposed to like go gray and get a belly, or am I supposed to dye my hair, or what am I supposed to go David Niven, or am I supposed to go, Charles Laughton? With like, which movie star do I head towards? There's no one.
It was also such just a beautiful line, and such a tragic thing to think about reading the book. And what I enjoy about this novel is we've talked about the joy, but there are these moments where you just stop and feel such sorrow as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I mean, I think that line for me is interesting because it's a funny line, I think, when you read it. Arthur Less is the first homosexual ever to grow old, because the word homosexual is kind of a funny word. And then you learn that it's an incredibly sad sentence as well, which is how I was hoping I was writing the book.
On our end, this is The Hub on Books, where the novelist Andrew Sean Greer is my guest. His latest book is Less. Now, this book follows Arthur Less as he travels from country to country to a series of very strange literary events. Basically, he said yes to everything because he wants to avoid his ex-boyfriend's wedding. I wonder what your experiences are like, Andrew, of life on the road as a writer, because I can imagine it's a very strange experience.
Well, I have to say, before this book, I did not get invited very many places, and now I'm getting the funniest invitations from around the world. I have to sit and stare at them and think, is there a little humiliation built into this one? What's the price I have to pay for that? Or is it just pure joy? Mostly they're, you know, of course there's an exchange of, if you're being invited to some event, they want something out of it, and often what they want is your name or your presence. Interviewing someone, I'm sure you've been invited to this kind of thing. And sometimes you arrive and they haven't thought very much about you as a person. So you sort of are put somewhere and not quite told what happens next in a foreign country. And that's the funny part.
What's the strangest event you've had?
Oh gosh, I've got to think. I did spend some time in France, which is not a strange place to go, but it was a strange part of France because it was coal mining towns. And I was supposed to be reading from my books to coal miners who spoke no English, and I had a translator. And that, I just thought, who is getting anything out of this? I don't understand. This is, I guess it was taxpayer money, but it was gloomy. The food was sort of sausages and white wine, which is good the first couple times, but it sounds so glamorous. So you say yes, and then you get there, and then it starts to be depressing, and no one wants to hear you complain about it because it is glamorous.
And I recognize this because Arthur Less talks about reading books to coal miners in Italy. Is he where he is, or is he in France as well?
Oh, yes, it was a reading test for you. That was very good.
I almost passed.
Very good.
do the invites improve now that you've got a Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah, they do. I still get some of the old charming ones, which was, will you come to our book group a two-hour drive away? We promise free white wine, which actually is incredibly charming to me. And it caught me 12 years ago, I would have said yes, I would have driven. And now I just write and say I can't possibly do that, but enjoy the white wine. But mostly, I mean, I'm going to get to do more for. I'm going to come to Australia, I believe, in May for the first time. So that's something I've never been able to do.
Oh, fantastic. You'll have to come and visit the show. A young Arthur Less is advised, don't win one of these prizes. You win a prize and it's all over. You lecture for the rest of your life, but you never write again. You wrote this line before you won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction.
I know. Well, at the time, I thought it was an impossible thing. Like, I would never win a Pulitzer Prize. And then than I did. Yeah, that's the dangers. You never write again because you can just sort of live off it for dinner parties and cocktails for the rest of your career. That would be terrible.
So are you writing?
Yes, I did. So I was clever. I went to a artist residency for 7 weeks. I just got back so that I could get a solid job done on my next book. In the midst of the craziness that was going on after winning the Pulitzer Prize. And so I did it, which is nice. You have to get pretty far into a book to be in love with it, which means that you also hate it at the same time. And so I'm right there
Lovely. And
again.
is it a book of joy?
I think it is, yeah.
Andrew Sean Greer, it's been a joy to meet you today. Thanks so much.
Claire, thank you so much.
Andrew Sean Greer's latest book is Less. It won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction this year, and I loved it. It's published by Abacus.